Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB.
G'day, g'day. Welcome to another installment of the Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB. What's cracking there? What's cracking there, big player?
This week has gone so fast for me. I'm so excited, of course, coming back from our holidays. We've had a great week, and I'm just looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty. I don't know. This week's sort of flown by for me. It started off busy. We sort of got back into it and it was all guns blazing. And straight away Monday, we had the launch of AFL Cairns. So I hosted that. So
that's
it was
right.
Finished work straight in, not home till like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then Tuesday was busy. Wednesday was busy. And now it's like,
yeah,
here we go.
You would agree with me, I reckon, on this. We've had a lot of guests on the show this week. We always do try that. But I feel like there's been some really exciting guests and that's also hurried and sped the week through.
Do you know, my favourite guest was Ronnie Mack. Something cool about talking to an international celebrity, and I don't throw around the word celebrity too often, but this guy, he's got over a million followers on social media.
A lot of people engaged in his content.
That's the thing with the motocross world. If you're in it, then you are. You're a big dog in it.
I also really enjoyed talking with Grant Scooter Patterson, dual Paralympian. He's going for his third Olympics or Paralympics for Paris. Kicks off in August, so he's going over to Portugal soon. He's a good lad.
He is a good lad. And for those that haven't seen Grant Scooter Patterson, he's just the passion that he has for swimming and competing. For him to do what he's done with his disability is just incredible. And when you have a chat to him, he comes in on his scooter and there's just zero, what's the word for it? He inspires. There's like he doesn't have any excuse. He could have every excuse in the world to give up on stuff, but he just doesn't. And he's passionate, he drives, and you sort of go, you know what? I can have a cop out and say my knee's sore, I've got this, I've got that, but put your head in, have a look at this guy.
I had a great moment yesterday after our chat with Scooter on our show, a good mate of mine. He actually drives the fuel trucks for Marana's Fuel.
Yeah.
Ryan Lowry's an old long-term Cairns local, and he said, Tam, because he used to be a baggage handler for Qantas, and he said, I used to handle Scooter's trike and personally put it on the plane, make sure it didn't get broken. And he goes, I was always really proud of that part that I got to do for him.
That you were a part of it. Yeah, it's cool. So good on you, Scooter. It was a great one. And it was a big week. So overall, I think a good first week back. We're back into it. Feels like we never left.
Not at all.
I also had a sleep in. That's another thing to review this week. Mate, I just that feeling of waking up, looking at your clock and going, oh,
bleep.
Yeah, kidding. It's just the worst feeling. And to be fair, my sleep in was I woke up at 4:45.
Yeah. Like, so, and you actually arrived before the show starts, so it wasn't a big deal. I told John last night, and he's like, "Oh, one for one." And then I laughed, and he's like, "Yeah." And then he goes, "Well, he didn't miss the show." And I was like, "I know."
Yeah,
I know. Because I slept in once when JB was away, and literally didn't start on air till 6:30, so an hour late.
Oh my god! Maybe like
a half a point?
I'll give you a half point. I think that's being generous. But let's get into the show. Before we do, I've actually discovered sound effects. There's a sound effects button thing here in the podcast studio. I don't know. I don't know what any of them do. They're just different colours.
That's so funny.
Of course, that's got to be in there. They don't stop.
That's the one you just did.
Still going. Oh, there's heaps going on.
What's that last one? Oh, crickets or birds.
Can't tell. It's like magic. Anyway, let's continue with the show.
You're on the Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB.
All right, time for our caller of the week. And we had a lot of, we're actually talking about it when we're in the studio, but we weren't talking on air. But we had a lot of giveaways this week.
We had a lot of giveaways and people were just sucking them up left, right and center. Mm. You know how something happened? They say when school holidays on, a lot of people don't call through.
Yeah.
That was not the case this week.
It has not been the case at all.
Got involved in the show.
Well, that's what's different about our show here in Cairns is like I've worked in, I did one in Mount Isa. I've done shows in Townsville. I've done shows, it was on Triple M in Bundaberg and then here. And it is true. A lot of places go quiet on school holidays. And so you sort of don't do many phone topics and things like that. But, yeah, as you said, we don't even have to worry about it. It's good. Our callers are legends. They rip into it. But caller of the week was off the back of a competition, Freestyle Kings, on this weekend. If you're listening to this, is it Friday the 12th? Friday the 12th of April. But Freestyle Kings, we gave away a ticket. And this woman called up before she actually heard what she had to do. And so it was a bit of a curveball. But have a listen to her. She took it in her stride.
Hello, it's Sarah.
Sarah, how's your weekend looking?
Oh, quiet at this stage.
Okay, you're looking to make some plans, are you?
Yeah, Oh, I'd love to make some plans with my family.
How many in your family, Sarah?
I have two daughters.
Oh, perfect. So this family pass we have is four people, so you could take the whole family along to Freestyle Kings. Did you hear the task that you need to achieve to get this family pass?
No, I didn't.
Oh, did you call too quickly, did you, before we
threw out? I just heard that ring now.
Well, I've thrown a little curveball, and we need to hear your best impersonation of a two-stroke motorbike and then your best impersonation of a four-stroke motorbike. What have you got for a two-stroke bike?
Oh, God. Okay.
She's up to... All right, four-stroke, what do you got? They're identical, but you win.
Oh, Sarah, you're a good sport. I tell you what, mate, you are going to love the Freestyle Kings. You've got a family pass, and I hope it makes your kids smile when you tell them you've got your Saturday night plans locked in.
My favourite part is they sound identical. There's absolutely zero
Sarah,
difference.
An absolute legend. And she just went head deep. It was so good. Family pass of the Freestyle Kings. Good job.
Yeah, absolutely enjoyed it. So that's our caller of the week. Plenty of you called through. So there's ones that keep calling with jokes as well, and Tammy hates it. But I love it. It makes me so.
Please don't. Oh, please. I don't. Dad jokes with Ant-Man. That's enough.
That's all she'll call.
That guy, he told us a naughty one we couldn't even put on air today.
But that happens all the time. You should see when you're away, if I'm ever doing a solo show.
Yeah.
I've got like five or six blokes that call through. I've got that many dirty jokes they tell, and they wait till you're gone because they're like, Tammy won't like this one, but I'll tell you.
They know you'll love it. That's cute.
Bunch of dirty bastards. All right, all right, time for the story we couldn't share on air.
You're on the Knock Off Podcast with Tammy and JB.
Now, Tam, this is a bit of a serious one. So it's not something I couldn't share on air, like I wasn't told not to share it or anything like that, but it's just something that rattled me over my break. So for anyone that knows me, I loved my boy Huey the Bluey. So blue cattle dog named Huey, 7 years old, and it was weird on Thursday during our break. I was out there hanging out with him, giving him a pat, that sort of thing, and then I went inside and watched a movie. Now, I've come outside, and he was down and out and, like, had thrown up, was sick, was in just bad shape and, like, really bad shape, struggling to breathe. And so I've called the vets and asked them, and they said it sounds like a snake bite. And so I've quickly got a towel and stuff and loaded him in the car. And unfortunately, on the drive in, Huey put his head down on my lap and was gone. And it's something that it's always tricky with our radio show because we want to be positive and you don't want to bring people down in the morning. But shit, did that rattle me. And I know there's people that are listening that are dog people that are not dog people, but yeah.
They've got hearts. And
that blue healer was my best mate. And yeah, every day I'd go outside, I'd be hanging out with him for half an hour and sort of just, there's a lot of days that you think about that I felt alone, felt like I didn't have anyone, but I always had my Bluey. And it just gutted me, absolutely gutted me, and it still does hurt. And I didn't want to talk about it on air because I didn't want to be a blubbering mess talking about it, and wanted to give it a bit of time. Don't want to bring other people down with that sort of stuff. But I just wanted to say to people that it's something I can't have anymore with my blue boy. But dogs are really special, and their time is limited. And when you get a dog, and you know deep down that one day they're going to pass off and you're going to have to deal with that. But he was only seven, and it was a true shock, and just having to go through all that, having to call my wife and tell her while she was at work. And it was just horrific. I spoke to my parents and I was dead set on this. Like, it shows how lucky I am in my life that I've not felt pain, like literal pain in my chest from it hurting that much. But just a reminder to anyone, with your pets, if you get a chance to spoil them, maybe let them inside if they don't normally do.
Yeah.
Take them for another walk. Take them for a wash. Get them that extra treat. Give them a pat. Just do it for me, because I'd give anything to be able to go home today and go and spend that time with my Huey the Bluey. But that's gone for me. But if you've still got the chance to do it, do me a favor. Go home. Spoil your dog. Spend the time, because before you know it, it is time to say goodbye, and time is limited with them. So love them while you can.
You're on the Knock Off Podcast with Tammy and JB.
All right, let's change the scenery, Tam. Weekend plans. What are you doing, homie?
Oh, mate, I am going to head out to Folly in Redlinch tonight and have a little date night with one of my best friends. It's her birthday tomorrow, so I thought her and I are going to have some cocktails, have a nibble, and just celebrate life together. And then I'm going to the Freestyle Kings on Saturday, and I cannot wait to get amongst that great event.
That sounds like a cracking weekend. I'll say this. Have you organised a lift to go to Folly?
Well, I was only going to have a couple of cocktails, but you reckon I should?
No, they will...
Really?
I had one. So I got on the mojitos. I just thought, oh, I'll try a nice mojito. Mate, I'm not kissing up to Folly at all when I say it is the single best mojito I've ever drunk. Really? Jess and I pride ourselves on our mojito making abilities at home. This is the best mojito I've ever had.
I haven't had a mojito in years.
Mate, I ended up having five of them.
Are you serious? Yeah. On the Rumbos, go you.
Oh, Nate, I got excited. So this is on Saturday night. Yeah, I just spoke about my dog not long ago, so I was ready after a couple of days to let off some steam. And Nate, they were delicious. Really? It was delicious.
Okay, do you know what?
Organise a lift.
I haven't had a rip snorter in a while.
I would organise a lift because otherwise I assume you'll go there, you'll feel relaxed, you'll have a couple, and then you'll have to organise getting your car the next day.
I might go to the Red Beret, have one and catch their courtesy.
We went to the Red Beret. and it's the same thing. It sneaks up on you as well. So we had a cracking night there. Enjoy it. I've got a big weekend. Haven't spoken about it on air yet, but I'm officially a wedding celebrant. So it seems like any radio announcer I know, there's so many of us that are wedding celebrants because it's like talking into a microphone. Mm. Mine happened by accident, so I never really planned on it. But it was my brother's sister-in-law. They were getting married. They weren't a fan of the celebrant they were dealing with. So they said, hey, we'll pay that money to pay for your course. So I did my course. And now I'm a wedding celebrant and I have four weddings in the next month.
Insane. I can't believe you just got your qualification and you've got four in a month. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, far out. So three of them are unpaid. Like, it's not like I'm rolling, I'll tell you. No, two of them are unpaid. One's my sister's wedding. I'm not going to charge
her. So if anyone is listening, because obviously I've been a celebrant for 7 years, I'm not doing many this year. So if you're listening, you want a celebrant, JB the celebrant.
So it's JB the talker on Instagram. Just send me a message on there. We'll sort it out from there. But book it in because I'm excited about my first one this weekend.
Are we talking about that on the show on Monday?
Yeah, I'll recap it and talk about it a little bit more on the show on Monday because I don't know. I'm pretty pumped for it. It's at the Melinda Lodge. So how's this? I grew up 5 minutes down the road. Who'd have thought with all the journeys you're going, I'd end up marrying people 5 minutes up the road. The last time I went to the Melinda Lodge, I was working school holidays with my dad doing the plumbing there.
Wow, so now returning
as a wedding celebrant.
Good
stuff. Yeah, I'll reveal it on Monday, but I think I'm prepped. Yeah. I've had to have someone I can spitball questions off. Oh, man, I've like the ultimate golden ticket. I've got like a trainer here helping me out with all the words of wisdom.
I said to you during the week, you'll finish the wedding. You'll be on such a high. Stick around for a drink after because you'll feel really celebratory. Just call me. If you want to, you'll call your wife first. But trust me, I have my celebrant friends. I call them like, that was the best. Like, if you need to call me, just call me on that high. Just because I'm so proud of you. You've worked hard for this.
You might be at Folly by the time. No, you'll be at Freestyle Kings.
Oh, no, your wedding's tomorrow. I'll be at Freestyle Kings, but that's okay. I'll just walk away. Yeah, not till 6:30.
All right.
Mate, I'm really excited for you. You've worked really hard. This is going to be a great little side hustle for you. And I think you've got a lot of people around you. And for them to have you as a family member and friend to be their celebrant, that's a really special thing.
Yeah, I'm excited just to do a good job for them. That's the main thing. Like, I just want to do a good job for them. So, and I'm confident. I think I'll be right. But we'll review it on the show come Monday. So both big weekends ahead. I'm working, doing weddings. Tammy's just
catching up, sleeping, drinking,
and a tear.
Going to some events.
I know who I'd rather be. All right, now let's invite in Molly. It's time for your Beat the Bowser clue.
You're on the Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB.
All right, Mole Dogs is here. Hey, what she brought in here?
Well, that's a surprise.
What is this?
I put your faces on something.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, does that mean more people will recognise us?
Yeah. So in the promo world, this isn't a word I learnt until promo life. We have core flues. Yeah. So they're signs that we have, you know, our branding on and that kind of thing.
Anyone would have seen them. You would have seen them around. They're like that cardboardy, and if they get you on the corners, they're shockingly sharp.
Basically, all those annoying signs that go up around election time.
All the politician signs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got those, and I've gone and made one for you guys that we're going to be putting up at the Gordon Vale Turf Club.
Mm.
And it's just got your faces bang on it, and I'm pretty proud of it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's got it. Thanks. It's got the listener logo. It's got Breakfast with Tammy and JB. It's got the
it's got your
Triple M thing.
Noggin on it.
Can I say something? I met a guy at the Red Beret before Christmas, and I went there on a Thursday. I had no makeup
Thursday?
On.
Thursday?
Yeah, it was at the end of the year.
We know what happens on a Thursday. Yeah.
And get this, you know what he said to me? He's never met me. And he goes, oh, geez, you look really different to what your photo is. That's what he said to me, this old fella. And I was like, and then I think I gave it back to him. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm just like, okay, shut up. I'm like, I do, because that was a professional hair and makeup
exactly.
lady.
Exactly.
Dude, fun fact about that photo on the call flute. That was 8 years ago, that photo of
and
me.
And I'm not sure if we should be concerned you look identical now or if that's a compliment.
Do you know what's messed up? That I was like 23, 24 years old in that photo.
Yeah.
And I look 30.
Yeah.
I just look my age now. But it's just, do you reckon I've changed much?
No.
I don't want to be in. Your hair's a little bit thicker there.
My hair's a little bit thicker.
And it's a bit more darker.
Yeah, it looks a little bit darker, but that just could be the light.
Well, Tammy, you look a bit different to your photo.
Yeah, but, you know, you have not aged. You have not aged at all.
Did you look 30 when you were, like, 12?
When I went out, no. So I was one of – so I literally prayed for pubes when I was a teenager.
Right, okay.
I hate this story. Well, I just have this
welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, sorry.
No, literally, I'm not even a religious person, but you go through this phase as a young man, and I've rarely talked about this just with a woman either side of me, but when you're like 13, 12, 13, 14, all boys want is pubes.
Really?
Mate, it is all you want. It is what makes you a man. And then your friends are starting to get it. You see people younger than you starting to get armpit hair, and you're going, what the hell's going on? I got to like midway through grade 10.
No pubes.
And I'm still a little boy. I literally, in my bedroom one night, got on my knees and prayed. And I
did you get your mum's eyeliner and draw
I,
on?
I legitimately prayed for him. And I tell you what, I'm not religious, but there must be a God because he's given them on my back, on my face, on my chest, on my toes.
You went too hard, mate.
Mate, he is delivered in spades. Now it is the bane of my existence.
You prayed too hard.
Oh, bloody pubes coming out of my face. It's out of control.
Mate, if I was you, I'd be running that photo as long as possible.
Like. Yeah, well, I went from nothing, being a little boy, and then within 6 months, I think I grew a foot and a beard, and then the girls wanted to talk to me because I wasn't a little boy.
But you are, you got the manly look going on. So even if we did get new photos, can you just give me a month so I can like lose some weight?
Yeah, same here. I'll be a little buckling. Well, I don't know. I might go the opposite way. I just eat KFC for a month, so I'm all flogged out in the photos. Then people see me in the flesh.
You're way better.
Right. Yeah, use the tactic. We look like crap on every poster everywhere. So then they see us in the flesh again. But have you seen them now? Yeah. So go the opposite.
Molly, we brought you in for a reason.
We did.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Beat the Bowser. Mm. What do you got? Oh. Yeah, you're going to give us a range, $20 range. So on Monday's show when we do Beat the Bowser, it'll stop within this range.
I love this too because it really proves who's paying attention.
Yeah, it
and
does. People have been
podcast.
Caught out. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. $80 and 100.
So it's between 80 and 100. Mm,
that's another high one.
That's
I like
decent.
That.
Yeah,
I
what
like
do we give away? 95. But it went up to 160 today, but he stopped it at 95.
We've been giving away a lot of
You
fuel.
Have, actually.
Do we need to have a talking to
Maybe. Look, no. I'm the boss now, guys.
No, you're not. See, that's
like
a thing.
We just sneak them in. Yeah, Gaz today got $95.
Yeah, he did well. Gaz deserved it. Well, thank you. Thank you, Molly. Appreciate it. Good another podcast. Mm. Officially spoke about pubes. And
congrats on the pubes, mate.
She just gets shocked when you say the word, doesn't she?
Some people don't like the word moist. I have
a very good story about the word moist, and I will tell it another time.
So it can't even make the podcast?
Oh, I can make the pod, but we'll go next week.
Next week, can you tell us the story about the word moist?
Oh. I will.
All right, moist. Look forward to that next week as you catch up for another episode of the Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB.
You're on the Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB.